My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, one of the great minds in our Catholic Church is Saint Augustine. He wrote his autobiography and is now entitled The Confession of Saint Augustine. In this book, Saint Augustine confessed that he himself did not walk the way of the Lord at once. And he said nobody should envy him for his past life. He went on to say that every time his sinful past came to mind, he would feel the torment of hell. In the book, Saint Augustine was born in Africa in the year 354. His young adulthood was a stormy period. It includes fathering a child out of wedlock. In his 20s, Augustine moved to Milan, Italy, where he became a professor of rhetoric. His personal life, however, continued to be stormy and wayward. While in Milan, two things happened to him. First, he became increasingly unhappy with his personal life. Second, he became attracted to Christianity. It was in this frame of mind that he sat down one day and began to ponder his life. Suddenly, he broke into tears and began to cry out to God. He said, "And you, Lord, how long you be angry with me? Forever? Why not at this very hour put an end to my evil life?" Augustine said later, "I was crying out like this when suddenly I heard the voice of a child. It seemed to say, 'Take and read, take and read.' I stood up, for now the voice seemed like a command to read the Bible. I got a Bible and opened it. The first words my eyes fell upon were the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. They read, 'Throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly as in the day, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in rivalry and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh.'" When Augustine read this, he stopped. There was no need to go on. He says, "My heart was suddenly flooded with light that erased my doubts, and my soul was filled with a deep peace." All from the Confessions of Saint Augustine. My dear brothers and sisters, that episode triggered Saint Augustine's conversion to Christianity. Shortly afterward, he enrolled himself in the catechumenate in Milan and was baptized the following Easter. The remarkable change of heart that Saint Augustine experienced is the same kind of heart that Jesus talks about in today's Gospel. It is also the same kind of change of heart that Ezekiel talks about in today's first reading. That makes us ask ourselves a question. What causes a person to undergo a change of heart? Or put it in another way, what causes a person to undergo conversion? Years ago, a political activist outlined the steps for bringing about a political revolution in a country. And he said, the first step was to create a psychology of discontent among the people of the country. For unless people are discontented with their existing political situation, they will never seek to change it. I guess the same is true of individuals. Unless they are discontented with their lives, they will never seek to change it. The case of Saint Augustine illustrates this. It was his discontented with his personal life that he sat down and cried. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the first step in conversion process is dissatisfaction with one's personal life. Dissatisfaction with one's personal life. The second step is what we might call the trigger step. It is an episode or episodes that lights a fire under us or triggers us to do something about our personal life. In St. Augustine's case, this was the experience of opening the Bible and reading those remarkable words from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. And this brings us to the third step in the process of conversion. It's making the all-important first move in the direction of a new life. It's doing something practical and concrete about changing our present life. Again, we see this in the case of Saint Augustine. After reading Paul's words to the Romans about throwing off the works of darkness, he took an immediate, concrete step toward changing his life. He enrolled in the catechumenate in Milan. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the conversion process involves three steps. First, it involves being discontented with our personal life. Second, it involves having something trigger us to do something to change our life. And the third, it involves taking a concrete first step in the direction of a new life. This brings us to an application of today's readings to our own personal life. See? One approach might be to ask ourselves this question: how content are we with our personal life? How content are we with our personal life? For example, are we dissatisfied with our present relationship with God? Do we wish we had a closer relationship with Jesus? Do we wish we were more loving toward others, especially the needy in our midst? My dear brothers and sisters, if our answers to these questions is yes, then today's scripture readings could be the spark, could be a trigger that prompts us to do something about these things. And if it is, what all important first step might be we take to do something about these things? Maybe that step is simply to present ourselves for a special healing in the sacrament of reconciliation. Maybe it is to begin tonight to spend a few minutes in prayer before retiring. Maybe it's to sit down, look at the needy around us and ask ourselves, what is our concrete things? What is one concrete thing I can do to show these unfortunate people that I really care? In conclusion, my dear brothers and sisters, God's word to us in Scripture today could be a trigger for us to undergo a change of heart or conversion, just as it was for Saint Augustine. Only time and God's grace will tell. Let me close with a prayer. Voice of Jesus, call out to us when we astray from you. Hands of Jesus, anoint us when we stumble and fall. Heart of Jesus, teach us to love one another as you love us. Amen.